This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Austin City Limits Music Festival kicks off tomorrow, bringing an estimated 75,000 people to Zilker Park each day. They'll be there to watch dozens of music acts from around the world. And that's just the first weekend. It happens all over again next weekend. A report by the economic analysis firm Angelou Economics says the festival last year resulted in $151 million in direct spending by festival operators and attendees. But in examining this year's lineup of artists, one thing stood out to an editor at Ahora Sí, the Spanish-language publication of the Austin American Statesman, and that was a lack of Latino artists on the bill. That editor is Liliana Valenzuela. Thank you for speaking to us, Liliana.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan.
What went through your mind when you looked at this year's lineup of artists at the ACL Fest?
You know, we've been covering this festival for several years, and there's always a handful of bands that we're excited to see. Like in the past, we've seen Juanes, Bomba Estéreo, and others. But this year, looking over, we were like, are you serious? There's nothing for us to cover. Hispanic, Latino publication in Spanish. There's no reason for us to encourage our readers to go to the festival to see one of their own acts or, you know, something that speaks to them in their language. And I couldn't believe it. I was just looking through all the names, and then I started asking around. And sure enough, you know, that there was no one that we could see that was either Latin act or fronted by a Latino or Latina.
What would you like to see at ACL Fest?
I mean, it's not only for the Latinos to see themselves and hear some familiar rhythms, but also for all the audience and people coming from all over the United States to hear and enjoy and be exposed to all this amazing music that's being produced in countries like Colombia, Peru, Chile, Mexico, the Caribbean, and it just makes it so much richer, not to mention the acts and Austin that, you know, should be included in something that calls itself the Austin City Limits Festival, I think.
We asked for comment from C3, the promoters and organizers of ACL. We have not heard back from them, but defenders might say there are some Latino musicians who are performing in these bands. And in terms of diversity, ACL certainly is not as white as it was 10 years ago. I mean, there's a lot more hip hop, including headliners this year, Jay-Z and Chance the Rapper. There's also a self-described queer girl group, Muna, performing. The Chinese-American electronic musician, Zoo, is high up on the bill. So it seems that ACL has at least become more diverse in some ways. And I'd love to get your response to that argument that I've heard.
Yeah, well, I think it happens here and it happens in many other places that the conversation is still binary, thinking black and white. And there's like, what's with everyone else in between? That should also be part of the conversation. It's not like, okay, we have some African-American groups we're covered. It's like, no, let's look a little further and include all the different kinds, because C3, it has the festival brand, the Lollapalooza, and they're doing Lollapalooza Argentina, Brazil, Chile, so there's really no excuse for them to say they don't know about bands over there.
Setting ACL aside for a moment here, just speaking more broadly about Latino music in Austin. You've been in Austin since the early 1980s. How has the Latino music scene changed since then?
So many places and venues in the east side and other areas have been gentrified and continue to be gentrified, and that's leaving a lot of musicians without places to play. And there has been some improvement, but I think there's like parallel musical universes in Austin that Austin prides itself on being so progressive and accepting, but in reality, there's also a lot of blindness and a lot of segregation that still happens where we don't even see all these other parallel musical universes that are happening at the same time. All the places that are still playing, you know, Tejano music, salsa music, Latino rock in Spanish, playing at places like the Coliseum, El Coliseo, and how many Austinites that go to ACL have ever gone to the Coliseum and seen these other kinds of music. that is also part of the live capital music of the world.
Liliana Valenzuela is an editor at Ahora Sí, which is the Spanish language publication of the Austin American Statesman, speaking to us about a dearth of Latino music at this year's Austin City Limits Music Festival. Liliana, you get to pick the music we go out on. Who do you want to hear?
I want to hear anything by Adrian Quesada. It could be Brownout. It could be one of his new groups. He also was the founder of Grupo Fantasma. So I think he's a musical genius.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Liliana.
Thank you.